Ruchim Aboyim to another week of Parsha Insights, Parsha's Tetzaveh. As we mentioned last week, we have multiple Parshiyos dealing with the Mishkan, the Big Day Kahuna, the Kalim of the Mishkan, primarily 5 weeks. Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa is in the middle, then Vayakil, Pekude, multiple weeks dealing with the Kayanim, the Big Day Kahuna, the Mishkan, the Kalim in the Mishkan. So obviously we're going to do whatever we can to continue learning about these in Yonim. And Be'ezus Hashem thereby will be Zaycha to see many of these things in the Avoid and the Bayeshlishi, B'mheira B'yameinu. Tremendous appreciation that we're able to be together another week for Parsha Insights. As we said, Parsha's Tetzaveh, so Zaycha Nishmas U'le'ilei Nishmas, Rebecca Basarina and Leon Ben Rachel will have their names in mind that Be'ezus Hashem, their neshama tayyur, should have a lichtige Gan Eden. Sometimes we try to do multiple psukim. Sometimes we're able to do only a few. I don't know how often we've done only the first pasuk and not gotten past the first pasuk. We're going to try, but I don't know if we'll be successful. So let's at least focus on the first pasuk. V'yata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael. Obviously, we know that in this parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, at least not in the open sense. We're well aware that there are many, many ramazim and hints and allusions to Moshe Rabbeinu's name throughout the parasha, but v'yata is a reference to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, tetzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'yikho elecha shemen zayizof. They're supposed to take pure and pressed Aleph kosis lamor, it's going to be able to illuminate lahalis ner tamid, to be able to light the ner continually. Let's talk a little bit about this idea of shemen zayis zach. Number one, a number of weeks ago, we mentioned that the beauty of the shemen zayis, it indeed does represent purity. If you remember, we spoke out referencing parshas Noach, that everyone and everything became corrupt except for the Atzei Zayas, except for the Shemen Zayas. At that time we spoke out, that's why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Banecha kishile zeisim sovav l'shulchanecha. We want our children to be like Atzei Zayas, like the olives, like the pure oil, which was 100% purity. There in Parshas Noach, on the words ki hishkas kol basar es darkei, our Chachomim teach us, people were corrupt and behaved immorally. Animals did as well, and so did plants and trees. They grafted min b'she'enai minai, the only exception, the sole exception, the one that remained perfectly pure was the Atzei Zayis. That's why that was brought back to Noach. And that is why we wish our children, b'necha kisile zeithim, some of the shulchanecha. What better bracha could we wish our children than this idea that they as well should be perfectly pure? Like the Atzei Zayis, like the Shemen Zayis Zoch, they should not be affected by the impurity and so much of the corruption and immorality of a society that we live in. But halavai, halavai, we and our children should remain like the Shemen Zayis Zoch. The shir tonight is based on a pshat from the Arachayim HaKadosh. I do want to tell you this is a pshat that my father, Zatzal, countless times it was a pshat that was one that he felt so strongly about from the Helag Arachayim HaKadosh, and that's how we'll open up. The Arachayim HaKadosh mentions in the name of the Zayhar. Part of what I'll be sharing is an exact quote, and part of it will be explaining it outside. The pasuk says, "V'yatzu tetzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu elecha shemen zayizoch kosis lamor lahalis ner tamid." Says the Arachayim HaKadosh in the name of the Zohar. Klal Yisrael goes through Dalid Goliyos. We've spoken about the four different Goliyos, an easy way to remember them. We speak about the Golos of Madai, or some say it's the Golos of Mitzrayim, the Golos of Bavel, the Golos of Yavon, the Golos of Edom, the one we're currently in. The first letter of those four, whether it's Madai or Mitzrayim, is a Mem, Babel is a Beis, Yavan is a Yud, Aleph, Edom. Every Shmoneh Esrei we say and ask Hashem, Umevi Goyel, please, how we're waiting for the ultimate redemption and for the Redeemer. Mevi is spelled Mem, Vez, Yud, Aleph. And it's Rosh Tevis, it stands for the Mem is Madai or Mitzrayim, the Beis is Babel, the Yud is Yavon, and the Aleph is Edom. You'll always remember that in Shmoneh Esrei, Umevi Goyel, Madai, Mitzrayim, Babel, Yavon, Edom. The Zayar tells us that in the four Golias Klal Yisrael have been in, Kol Achas Mehem Nikalu Mimenu Bizchus Echad, we are redeemed. The Ribbono Shel Olam allows us to be redeemed in the merit of one person. The first Golias, I'm quoting from the Zayar as the Archaim HaKadosh brings it down, we were redeemed, Nigalu Bizchus Avram Avinu. Migolos Hashniya, please don't lose me, Rabbi Yisai. Migolos Hashniya Nigalu Bizchus Yitzchok. Migolos Hashlishis, the third one, Nigalu Bizchus Yaakov, the Harevius. And the fourth Golos, the most funereal, the one that we're currently in, 2,000 years long approximately, will be Toloi in the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he says, listen to the power of these words, absolutely frightening. Ulezeh nis'archa ha'golos kokach. And that explains why the Golos has been so funereal and so lengthy. Listen to these words. Ki kol oid she'en Yisrael oiskim ba'teir va'mitzvos. As long as we are not adequately in quantity and in quality, Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs, Ein Moshe Chofet Ligol Am Shehem Batlonim in HaTorah. Ein Moshe Chofet Ligol Am Shehem Batlonim in HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu does not want or desire to redeem a nation that are Batlonim in HaTorah, not adequately being Isaac and Torah Mitzvahs. And then the Arachayim HaKadosh adds to those words of the Zayar. The first Golos, B'schus Avon. The second Golos, B'schus Yitzchak. The third one, B'schus Yaakov. The fourth one that we're still in, Moshe Rabbeinu. But why has it been so long? Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein Chofet Ligel Am, Shehim Batlonim in Atar. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, a remez, a hint and an allusion to this Zayar is found in our Pasuk. The Ata, who did we say the U is? Moshe Rabbeinu. Titzave es b'nei Yisrael. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, the word Tzav is from the word Malchus, royalty. The Ata, you Moshe Rabbeinu, Titzave es b'nei Yisrael. There could be royalty, a reference to the Geula HaSida, the final redemption. You Moshe Rabbeinu will redeem them, and you as a melech will rule over them. But, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, it comes with the Tanai. What are the next words in the Pasuk? V'yichu eilecha shemen zayizoch. And shemen is always a muscle and a reference to Torah. Shemen zayizoch means, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, sheyasku ba'Torah. They have to be Isaac adequately in Torah and Mitzvahs, more than they are. But what type of Torah? Zoch. Zoch means perfectly pure, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. They must be Isaac in Torah l'shma, b'lish shmarim, without sediments, without impediments, without any impurities. It must be Shemen Zayis Zoch. Then it says Kossis. Kossis is a reference to being pressed, which means sometimes we have to be Isaac in Torah, and we have to press ourselves. We have to press our guf. We have to press our kaya. Indeed, we know that it says the pasuk v'zaisa Torah adam ki yomus ba'ayil, and the Gemara and the Brachos tells us Torah is only miskayemus by someone who's may misatzmai. You gotta kill yourself. You gotta work. You have to put in your kaya. You have to put in your guf. You have to make it kosis la ma'ar. I hope the depth and the profundity of the absolute exquisiteness. Exquisiteness does not do it justice. Of the words that the Arachayim HaKadosh adds to bring a raya and a remez to the Zayar is not lost on any one of us. The elevator pitch is. Avram's Golos were redeemed from, as we were from Yitzchak and Yaakov, the second and third. The fourth one is Bezkos Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have not yet been redeemed. You cannot hear it more clearly and emphatically than the Zayar states it, Ein Moshe Chofetz Ligal Am Shein Batlonim Min HaTorah. We're not Isaac in Torah and Mitzvah enough. And the Arachayim HaKadosh brings a raya, V'atza Moshe Rabbeinu, Tetzava, from the word Malchus. You'll be the melech over them with the gula asida, but there is a prerequisite, there's a tonight, there's a condition. Shemen zayis zoch. Shemen is a reference to Torah. Zoch, beli shmarim, pure Torah, without sediments, without impediments. We learn Torah lishma, kihem chayenu v'ayachimenu. And yes, Rabbi, say sometimes we must learn kosis lama'ar, where we press ourselves, we push ourselves, we go beyond our comfort zone. We put in our koyach. We put in our guf. And that is what tonight's shir is all about. How to be zeicha to the fourth golus, the one that comes with Chus Moshe Rabbeinu. How we could achieve the level where the Zayar would say, yes, now Moshe Rabbeinu chofetz ligal am, not because we are batlanim in atayra, but because we understand our life must be saturated with a shemen zayis zoch kosis lama'or. It's putting in the kaychais, it's putting in even when it's challenging and difficult, and most importantly, it must always be zoch. I must tell you, if you want perhaps the most magnificent proof to this idea of the zechus of Moshe, which is the zechus of Torah, as we know it says, zichru Torah's Moshe, bringing about the Geula Shalema, my father's Atzal, and it's brought down in his Sefer Imre Mordechai. It was Margolia Bepume, which means it were gems, that was constantly in his mouth, that he used to say a remez nifla, an extraordinary and an outstanding remez, from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. And this Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld explains to us how important it is to bring to life the words of the Zayar and the Arachayim HaKadosh. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, what might be the single most exquisite gematria you'll ever hear. The Pasuk says in the Novi Yeshaya, Tziyon v'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzdaka. We're certainly very familiar with those words. Tziyon b'mishpat tipadeh, with mishpat will be redeemed, v'shaveha b'tzdaka, and will return to Yerushalayim b'tzdaka, says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. And you could try this gematria yourself, as we say every shir, whether you're listening in the Heichal, or tonight in Gan Ariel, or on the phone live, or you'll hear the recording when it's sent out. To the absolute letter and number the gematria works, you don't have to do anything else fancy or add. It says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Tziyon b'mishpat tipadeh is the exact gematria of Talmud Yerushalmi. V'shaveha b'tzdaka is the exact gematria of Talmud Bavli. You can try that yourself and you'll see mamish, absolutely to the number, Tziyon b'mishpat tipadeh is exactly Talmud Yerushalmi, v'shaveha b'tzdaka is exactly Talmud Bavli. It's going to be the schus of the Torah HaKdoisha that will bring about the end of the fourth Golos Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Pasuk says, Tziyon b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzdaka, Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli, learning Shemen Zayat Zoch, living a life of Kosis Lama'ar, will bring about the Geula Shalema. It's a shmira that we need at night. We say in the Kriya Shema, there are malachim in front of us, behind us, on the left of us, on the right of us, that are there to protect us. Who are those malachim? We say it in the night Kriya Shema Lamita, Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. What is the first letter of those four malachim? The first letter of Gavriel is a gimel. The first letter of Michael is a mem. The first letter of Raphael is a resh. And the first letter of Uriel is an aleph. Gimel, mem, resh, aleph. It spells the word Gemara. Gemara is Rashi Tevois, Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. The malachim that it says in the Kriya Shema Lamita surround us to protect us. That's what Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld means. Tiyan b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tztoka is the exact gematria of Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. That's what the Zoya means when the Zoya says that to bring an end to the forest galus, we have to create a situation where chafes Moshe legal am. Chafes, he wants it. And you know how he'll want it? If he sees that for us is Shemin Zayezah. L'shmo b'li shmarim. If he sees for us that it's kosis lama'ar. I'm also happy to talk about this in the month of Adar. We know this month we have a double chance, this year I should say, Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, certainly Tibi B'Simcha, Marvin B'Simcha, both months. But we know that in the Purim story, and now this week we're coming up to Purim Katan, we took upon ourselves the reaffirmation of the Torah with Ahava. Kimu mashekiblu klar, we took upon ourselves the love of Torah, the life of Torah. That's the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it worked in Adar to bring about the Gula Shalema in Nisan. Be'ezus Hashem will work to bring about the end of the fourth Golos, the Gula Hasidah that we wait. Here we're being told to cling tenaciously to learning Torah, to living Torah, to living Torah, to breathing Torah, and to sharing that goodness with others. Rabbi said this past Shabbos, there was a certain nekuda about Limud HaTorah that I spoke about. I know it resonated with many people, so for those who already heard it on Shabbos, both in the morning drush and the afternoon shir, I apologize. But the more that we built on it over Shabbos Kodesh, I felt very strongly that it's a message that must be spread far and wide. And I think it beautifully puts in perspective the power of the Zayar and the Arachayim HaKodesh, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and all that we've learned tonight. How do we become this nation that Moshe Rabbeinu will want to redeem? Chofetz Moshe Ligal Am. How do we achieve that desired result? How do we become the nation that realizes the primacy of Torah of Shemen Zayezach? I say it, our Torah learning and our Torah values, please, must be pure. Don't let foreign ideals and impurities and things that maybe the rest of the world is accepting upon themselves. It's not so bad. Don't get carried away. Aren't your laws a bit antiquated? It's our Torah that has to remain Shemen Zayezach, and sometimes Kosis Lama'ar, we fight for it and we put in all of our Koiches B'chol Guf. This past Shabbos we spoke about the Gemara in Megillah, Davov Amid Beis, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Sometimes a person may mistakenly think, I put in Koiches, I put in Kosis Lama'ar, I put in Amelos. Was I successful? Was I not successful? So let me first tell you the Gemara in Megillah, Davov Amid Beis, that we said with the literal translation, and then I'll share with you the pshat that we came up with. Rabbi Yitzchak tells us three types of people. If a person tells you, Yagata v'lei metzasi al tamen, we'll translate in a moment. If a person tells you, lo yagata yu metzasi al tamen, only if a person tells you, yagata yu metzasi tamen, should you believe him. What are those three types of people? Here's the simple pshat in the Gemara. If someone tells you, Yagati v'loy matzasi, that I was yegeya, I toiled, I worked diligently, I put in the effort, kosis lama'ar, odam ki yomus ba'oyel, miskayemes b'mishamemes atzvay, someone says Yagati, but he tells you, loy matzasi, al tam, and you don't believe such a person. Because we say to that person, if you really put in yegiya, you would certainly be matzah and attain high levels of Torah learning. And if you didn't achieve the high levels of Torah learning, it could only mean one thing, you didn't put in as much effort as you should have or you needed to. Similarly, if a person says to you, lo yagati umatzasi, I didn't put in any effort or toil, it came freely, without any kosis lama'ar, without any adam kiyamas b'oyel, but I got it like a BOGO? And he tells you, I still found Torah on a high level? Al tamin, you don't believe such a person. The only person you could believe is someone who says, Yagati umatzasi, I worked, I toiled, I put in kosis lama'ar, and the person says, I found and achieved high levels of Torah learning, I succeeded and I was successful in my limudim, such a person could be believed. That's the Gemara in the simple explanation as we've always understood it. This past Shabbos, when I analyzed the Gemara, the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed me to come up with a chiddush, which, b'siyata d'shmaya, I really believe it's a chiddush that's emes la'amitai, and it's something that I would hope everybody would believe the message and spread it, as I said a few moments ago, far and wide. Maybe we did not interpret the first person accurately. The first one we said was the fellow who says to you, Gati v'lei matzosi al tamen, because to that person we say, if you were yageya, you certainly would have found Torah, and if you didn't achieve the high levels, al tamen, I can't believe you that you put in enough effort and toil. I don't think that that's the only way to read those words. I think that the Gemara is teaching us that we want ourselves and our children and our students to hear. And for those who might feel that they're not being matzliach, we tell all of us and all of them, Yagati, if you put in effort, if you put in toil, if you put in kosis lama'ar, then you cannot say, v'loy matzasi, I wasn't successful and I didn't achieve high levels. Al tamin, don't believe that. That's not true. Because just for the yegiya, just for trying, just for toiling, just for the kosis lamar, just for the adam ki yamas ba'oyel, for that in and of itself, there's extraordinary reward. Priceless reward. We know that when one makes a seal and one says the hadron, we say onu amelim behem amelim, and we say onu amelim umekabim schar, meaning just for the amelus, just for working, for the hard work, for the passion, for the toil and the diligence. You've been successful. You may not think you've been successful. You may not see the exact same favors that your friend is or that you originally desired. But don't live life that way to the person out there who hears these words. You got to, and you put in the effort, and you put in the toil, and you think, v'loy matzasi, I wasn't successful. To you I say, al tamin, don't believe that. That's not true. You have been successful. You did find high levels. The Cheshbin and Shanayim in the Asbaklaria Meir is not the way it works in this world. A number of years ago, decades ago actually, there was a bocher that was struggling greatly. And as I mentioned on Shabbos Kodesh, he was falling very behind the others in his class in yeshiva. They were learning and they were up to Daf Yud. He was still struggling on Daf Beis. It was taking a toll on him. He was being Yegeya. He was being Omel. He was fulfilling Kostis Lama'or. but he felt, I'm not being successful. V'leim atzosi, I'm still on Daf Beis. His Rebbe said, we have to take you to the stipler. The stipler would find the exact words to say to the boy, to build him up, to validate him, to make him feel positive about himself. It was towards the end of the stipler's life. The Rebbe explained the situation about the Talmud in front of the stipler, how the friends are on Daf Yud, and this boy is unfortunately only on Daf Beis, and he's struggling mightily. He's being a gata v'lei matzasi. And he asked the stipler to give him chizik. The stipler leaned forward and he said to the bocher, so bocher, you're learning Gemara, and in the Masechta you're on Daf Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis means 102. The bocher felt badly. The stipler was hard of hearing, so he heard Kuf Beis. No, I'm only on Daf Beis. So he spoke louder. He leaned forward and he told the stipler, no, Rebbe, I'm on Daf Beis, not Kuf Beis. And the stipler leaned forward and said, bocher, I heard. So you're on Daf Kuf Beis. And again, the bocher felt badly that the stipler misunderstood when he was only on Daf Beis 2, not 102, and he repeated it yet a second and third time, and finally the stipler learned at the bocher and said to him, I heard you. I heard that you think you're on Daf Beis. Ober in Shamayim, the calculation of the system is not the way it is in this world. In the Palmalia Shamayla, the Aspakaria, the Ira, the way they calculate is not the way we do it in this world. You think you're on Daf Beis. But in Shamayim, they calculate that you've reached Daf Kuf Beis, 102. Whereas your Chaverim, who didn't struggle like you, and it came easy to them, they're on Daf Yud. You, my dear Talmud, my dear Bocher, you're not on Daf Beis. In the Cheshbonos in Shamayim, in Asbaklaria Meira, the way Hashem calculates, Anu Ameilim Umekablim Skar. Hear me, Bachur, you're not on Daf Beis, you're on Daf Kuf Beis. And we could all relate to that on some level. We try and we fall and we struggle and we're challenged. We go through periods of amelus, periods of kosis lama'ar, and we sometimes think, yagati, I tried, I put in the amelus and effort, v'lay matzasi, and I haven't been successful. To that approach, we now say, al tamin, don't believe that, it's not true. Because just for the yagiya, just for the amelus, just for the toil, the struggle, the challenge, the falling, the rising, the kosis lamar, the adam kiyamas ba'ayhel, that in and of itself means you were successful. And in the aspaklaria me'ira, you're not on Daf Beis. You're on Daf Kuf Beis. I remember once reading an extraordinary maysa that in the afternoon we said about Reb Shlomo Freifeld. The great Rosh Hashiva Reb Shlomo Freifeld had the ability to build up the self-esteem of a Talmud. As I read the story, there was a Talmud that came, and he, similar to the other one in the story we just said, was struggling mightily. Will I ever be matzliach? Will I ever learn a single daf? Will anything ever become of me? Reb Shlomo Freifeld one day called the bocher into his yeshiva and he presented him with a beautiful leather-bound gemara, magnificent gemara. He said, bocher, it's Masechta Brachos, it's your gemara, learn it and make a siyum. He didn't know if the Rosh Hashiva was making a joke. Learn brachos. Brachos, 64 block long, 64 dafe gemara. In words and words on a page over the whole Masechta, longer than Baba Basra. You can never possibly do this. He said, take this gemara. It's your gemara. He said, Rebbe, but take the Gemara. It's your Gemara. He opened it up in front of his Rebbe, and of course he saw the first page, Daf Beis. He turned the next page, and he saw Daf Beis. He turned the next page and saw again Daf Beis. Reb Shlomo Freifeld, the genius in getting to a Talmud to believe in himself, Xeroxed and made a copy of Daf Beis 64 times. Daf Beis, Daf Beis, Daf Beis. Whereas others went to Samach Dalet, his also went to Samach Dalet, except it was 64 pages of the same block Gemara. Daf Beis, Daf Beis, Daf Beis, Daf Beis, Daf Beis. He said, on this you could make a siyum. The boy learned Daf Beis the first time, and you could imagine how difficult it was. He turned to the next page, Daf Beis, and perhaps it became a bit easier. And then 10 times and 20 times, so finally he went through 64 times. And I understand they made such an extraordinary, beautiful, heavenly siyum for the Bachar, because that was his brachos. That was his siyum on 64 Daf. Daf Beis 64 times. To that Bachar who may have felt going through Daf Beis all the time, Yagati, I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried. V'loy matzasi. But I wasn't successful. I didn't finish. But you did. Because for the Yegiya alone, for the Amelus alone, for the Kosis Lama'ar alone, that is matzasi. That is success. Al Tamen, don't believe otherwise. And I think this is appropriate to talk about as we approach Purim Katan. We have the opportunity in both the first and second Adar. The month of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichru Tairas Moshe. Let us be Zeiche, Nairai V'Rabbi, say, please hear me, may I mekalei. We opened up by quoting the Arachayim HaKadosh, who said, B'Shem B'Zayar, A Moshe Chofet Ligal Am Shein Batlonim Min HaTorah. The remedy is to be Isaac in Torah Mitzvahs. The remedy is to live it, to learn it, to love it, to breathe it, and to spread that sweetness and beauty to others. It's possible. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, remember Shemen, which is Torah, Zayis Zoch. It must be pure b'lishmarim, as we opened up in the beginning of this year and said the biggest blessing we can give our children. Banecha kesilei zeisim, don't be affected by the impurities and so much of what the world is embracing. Kosis lama'ar, to put in our kaychis, to put in our guf, to put in our adam kiyamas ba'ayel. And sometimes we put in that effort and that toiling and that struggling and that challenging that costs us, and we think, v'loy matzasi, those days are over. Al tamen, I will not believe that, for that's not true. For the kosis, the amelus, the yegia, the trying, the struggling, the toil, to some it comes easy and to some it comes difficult. But just putting in the amelus means you were matzah, you were successful, you did achieve high levels, as we learned from the Stipler. As we learn from Rav Shlomo Freifeld, the Cheshbon and Sermayim, the measuring stick, the barometer is entirely different than what we're used to. We should be zeicha to believe in our ability to be amel, to try. That means we were successful. We should merit to see the day of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Tziyei B'Mishpat Yipodeh V'Shaveh V'Tzdokah. It comes about from Talmud Yerushalmi and Talmud Bavli, and as we said, our Shmiras Gemara Gavriel Mechoel Rafael Uriel. May we be Zaycha. As the first Golos we were redeemed, Bishchus Avram, and the second Bishchus Chitzchok, and the third Bishchus Yankiv, that we will now be redeemed from the fourth Golos Bishchus Moshe Rabbeinu Al Takasi, a fulfillment of Umevi Goyel. May it happen now in Hera and the Yameinu. Amen.